Rio Grande do Norte faces a landmark ruling as the government is ordered to halt the IPVA charge on the vehicle of a citizen with severe visual impairment. The article explains the court ruling, the impact on IPVA exemptions, and how state rules can vary as drivers plan ahead. It shows what this case may mean for others who qualify for disability relief and what readers should check in their own state rules. The Rio Grande do Norte government paused IPVA payments for a disabled person. The ruling shows an election year move can affect tax rules. Some states grant IPVA exemption for people with disabilities. Check your state's DETRANS site for exact rules and required documents. The process is usually online and may include PIX payment. Court in Rio Grande do Norte orders suspension of IPVA for disabled vehicle owner. A court in Rio Grande do Norte has directed the state government to stop charging the IPVA on a vehicle owned by a man who is severely visually impaired. The individual lives under the curatorship of his mother and has been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and Rubinstein-Tawy syndrome, conditions that have led to blindness. IPVA is the annual tax levied on motor vehicles in Brazil. The ruling arrives as 2026 rules and deadlines for paying IPVA continue to vary by state, drawing attention from drivers across the country. Case background: the legal action centers on a single vehicle under a guardianship arrangement. The court's decision effectively halts the IPVA collection for this vehicle while the case proceeds. Official sources note that the aim is to protect a person with significant visual impairment from additional financial burdens tied to vehicle ownership. IPVA exemptions. In 2026, exemptions from IPVA remain available for certain groups of vehicle owners in 2026. While some provisions are uniform, state rules differ markedly. It is essential to verify the exact requirements where the owner resides, as procedures and eligibility can change from one state to another. In general, the process can be conducted online in many states, and some jurisdictions support PIX payments to speed up the settlement. Conclusion: the Rio Grande do Norte ruling underscores that IPVA exemptions for people with disabilities exist, but they are not uniform across Brazil. The court's decision to suspend IPVA for a vehicle owned by someone with severe visual impairment highlights how a single jurisdiction can alter tax obligations in an election year. For drivers seeking relief, the key takeaway is to verify eligibility and the exact state rules where they reside, since procedures and documents can vary. Practically, readers should consult their state's DETRANS site, as many processes are now online and increasingly support PIX payments. Guardianship arrangements may also affect eligibility and required documentation. In short, anyone seeking IPVA relief should plan ahead, check local requirements, and act promptly to understand whether they qualify in their state for 2026 and beyond. Frequently asked questions: what happened in Rio Grande do Norte with IPVA and the exemption? The RN government was ordered by a court to stop charging IPVA on the vehicle of a person with severe visual impairment. Who benefits from the exemption in this case? A man with severe vision loss, under curatorship of his mother, with retinitis pigmentosa and Rubinstein-Tawy syndromes. Why did the government halt IPVA in an election year? A court granted an exemption for a disabled driver, prompting the halt for that case. How can people check if they qualify for IPVA exemption in 2026? Check your state's rules. Visit your state's DETRANS site to see if you qualify. The process is often online, and some states allow payment with PIX. Gather the needed documents. Will this apply outside Rio Grande do Norte? Exemptions vary by state. RN ruling does not automatically apply to other states. Check local rules.